with head coach Scott Holtz.
Thank you. I appreciate Teddy Allen being here today as we have this press conference. Just a couple things to address, and I know we had a chance to talk a lot in detail about the last couple months and recruiting and what's been going on in the program. We talked about we would address the positions and the staff moving forward on Monday. And before I get into Coach Diaz, just talk a little bit about the other two positions that are open at this point, with Jeff Koontz leaving to go to Cincinnati and finding out on Thursday that Stan Egan was going to leave to take a position with the defensive line with Iowa State. And I've got great respect for both coaches, very grateful for what they did for us this year and the job that they did on the field and the transition that they gave us in our year of transition, the help that they gave us. And with those positions available, what we said was we would wait with the safety position until after recruiting, and then with Stan's job just becoming open on Thursday with the defensive line, we are kind of moving forward with that, and hopefully by the end of the week we will have another announcement to make with both positions. Now that recruiting is over, you can kind of pretty much dedicate your time into filling both of those vacancies right now as we move forward and ready to get the staff put together. But we're here today to talk a little bit about the defense coordinator that when Kim Dameron left to take the head coaching job a couple weeks ago, as soon as the position became open, you know, you hate to ever lose a coach, but the first thing you have to do is what can we do to get better? Who's available? Who's out there? Who would be a great candidate to be a defensive coordinator? And I put together an A list of coaches that I felt like we had a chance to attract here. And there were two coaches on that list. And I feel I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Coach Diaz at the convention. We had a chance to sit down and visit there and talk a little bit. I've always been a huge follower of his since he was at Florida State, which is also where I coached, and then he went to NC State with Coach Amato, and then with Rick Stockstill at Middle Tennessee, who's one of my dear friends in this business, and having a chance to visit with him, and then seeing his rise to Mississippi State and then to Texas, and I've just always had great respect for him and feel very fortunate that we were able to attract him here to Louisiana Tech. So I'm really excited about the future. I'm excited about the experience that he brings. I'm excited about the knowledge that he brings, the leadership that he brings, and just overall, I think he's going to be a huge asset to the defense and to the staff, and I'm really looking forward to working with him. And without any further ado, I'll turn it over to Coach Diaz.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, thank you all very much for being here today, and I want to thank Coach Holtz and his wife Jennifer for giving me the opportunity to come here. I want to thank Tommy McClelland and President Geis for the opportunity to be the defense coordinator here at Louisiana Tech. It's something that I'm very excited about. One of the things that's hard is I wish we could start today, wish we could practice today and play this Saturday, but we're not quite there yet. We've got a schedule that we're excited to get into, and I'm really just fired up with a chance to get with these kids and continue the development of this program and have the ability to play championship defense. So with that, I'll open up to any of your questions.
With the openings, the two staff openings, how involved have you been in the process with Coach Holtz to find replacement?
I think we're on the same page on that. I will say this, the interest is overwhelming. From all over in terms of people that want to come and coach here. And with that being said, I'm very confident that we'll have some outstanding people to add to our staff.
What made this job so attractive to you?
There's a couple different things. One was the opportunity to work with Skip. He's a guy, he had mentioned we had some connections through the years, and as you're getting around the profession, you start to meet different people. There are certain guys you just say, you know, I'd like to have the opportunity to work for this guy. I think you win with good people, properly led, and I think the opportunity to be, sort of in his program with what he's got sort of rolling here, I think that's a big part of it. Secondly, this is a great institution to sell. You can find players that want to come here, and we are in a great recruiting area. Obviously, I've been on both sides of this state, and the high school football in the state is second to none, and just the opportunity to be able to coach these kids. You can find great defensive football players within a four-hour drive of our campus, and that's the whole key to this whole deal is those guys that got to go out there and play. Those are the guys that deserve all the credit. It's fun to coach them, but those are the guys that make the plays in the game, so we've got an opportunity to get some great players on this campus.
Andy, it seemed like you had some opportunities to be a position coach somewhere else. How important was it for you to maintain that D.C. Position and to keep on pulling at the same level?
Very important. I did. I had opportunities from conferences from coast to coast to go and do different jobs. But I love being a defense coordinator. I enjoy it. I enjoy the everything about it. From to me, the real buzz is when you get 11 guys that stop thinking about themselves and sort of become a servant to the overall defense, and then all of a sudden it's like you're playing with more than 11. It creates a buzz, and the guys start making plays, and you start playing fast, and that's really the most exciting thing for me is when you take a group of guys, they unite in a common goal, because we don't call where the play goes. We don't get to decide if we're gonna hand the ball to this guy or throw it to that guy. We don't know who gets the opportunity to make the play before the play begins. But if everybody just goes and says, I'm just gonna do my job to the best of my ability, it's amazing how the game rewards you. And when those guys see that and they act like they love playing together, that's a big thing to me, is that you want guys to act like, it's 11 brothers out there on the field that just cannot be divided in any way, shape, or form. That's my juice. So the opportunity to be defense coordinator was a big deal to me.
Winter workouts have already begun for you guys. What have you been able to see? I know you haven't been able to install much of your scheme, if any of it. What have you seen from the players thus far?
Well, the first thing is, and at any program, when people start talking about the defensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator usually at any program is a strength coach. And what Coach Hester has already instilled here in terms of these guys' work ethic, their ability to strain, their ability to never surrender, those type things. See, we only get them really 15 days in the spring and then 29 days before we start coaching in the games in August. So the strength coach is with them every day. So the things that you have to have toughness and you have to have accountability to have any type of chance to be good on defense. There's not a scheme that can be invented that can overcome a lack of toughness or a group of kids that don't exhibit accountability towards one another. Well, where does that come from? That comes from your strength program. So Coach Hester is already done a great job with that. I can see that in the kids and the way that they worked. I've had a chance to watch all the film already from last year, not in terms of analyzing anything schematically, but just seeing who we have returning, who we have coming back, and I'm very excited about the potential we have on defense going forward this year. I think we've got some players that have a chance to be really, really good, and our whole mentality is we want to play championship defense. We want to be the defense that can win us a Conference USA championship. That's the only thing it's our sole focus is we just want to be champions.
Obviously, things didn't end well at Texas the way it is, but what would you say that maybe the biggest lesson that you kind of learned moving forward that's going to help you out here for the Bulldogs?
I think it would be hard to say there's one. I think there's all kinds of different things that you learn. Every year as a coach, you want to get better as a coach. But I will say this, is that I'm going to go back to the idea of accountability and toughness. That without those two things, it's accountability, it's toughness, and it's trust. But trust really comes from the first two. Because if the first two are weak, you can say whatever you want to about trust, you won't have it. You cannot play a great defense without trust. The right defensive end has got to trust the left defensive end that he'll do his job, maintain his leverage. If I start believing that he won't do that, then I'm going to start doing something that I'm not supposed to do, and the whole thing breaks down. Well, your trust comes, again, from the amount of accountability that you have in your program and the way that you exhibit toughness in your program. And both accountability and toughness are trainable attributes. Those are things that can be exercised every day, no different than reading a book or doing a bicep curl. Those are things that can be developed. And to be a part of a program where those things are exalted and lifted up in terms of ideals that we have to be successful, that's what I'm excited about.
You've had a track record of coming in your first year and drastically improving the defense. 2 years ago here, defense wasn't that great. Showed a little improvement. last year, but how confident are you that you can come in and, like I said, those other stops that you've been, come in and have an instant impact on the defense?
Well, we're going to have an instant impact on the defense, but it's not going to be me. It's going to be these kids. You know what I mean? I think we, at times, we all get into the habit of we talk a little bit too much about the coaches, and the credit will go to the players. That's my goal, is I think those guys have the opportunity to continue the upward trend in terms of getting this defense where we want it. The only way I gauge it is by the number under the win column. To me, that determines how well you play defense. Defense determines whether you win the game. Offense determines by how many. That to me is what this game is all about. So our whole goal is understanding. Now the players have to understand that, because the worst thing we can do is pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, look at what we've done defensively. Look how much better we are when we're a 4-8 team. So that's not our goal. Our goal will be to reset and say, listen, anything other than a championship standard is really just it's not what the support of this university deserves. So that's where our standard is. It's all about winning the conference championship.
And just for clarification, your name surfaced with LSU on Saturday. Was that bogus report? Any truth to that? Did they ever try to contact you?
It's probably the 18th or 19th job I've had so far this silly season. So it's what happens this time of year. Your name gets pushed with all types of people. All it takes is one guy to have, you know, three names and put it on one of the scoop sites. So it means as much as all those other 19 that popped up before. I've had a lot of jobs over the last 19 months, the last nine weeks or whatever. But no, it's silly season. You know what it's all about.
Coach, when you got a chance to look at the tape and you look at the position groups and what you've got returning, what position group stood out the most to you?
Well, I think anything, to have any type of success, everything starts up front, obviously. And I do think there are some guys up front that we feel like that can, the easiest thing to do in the game of football is to run a straight line up the middle of the field. So to be good at defense, you have to be strong with the middle. All the cliches you've heard, but they're all true. And so starting the defensive tackle position, I think we've got some guys come back there that are, you know, cause some excitement in terms of our ability to be sound there and then move out from there. And I think if we continue our progress on the defensive line, I think that will be the foundation of our success. And then you have to look at the top end. Because really, good defense, you have to stop the run and you have to limit big plays. And so you look at the some of the things that the kids did in the secondary last year without really a lot of experience. But you see man coverage skills. That's one question you always need to know, is that can you play man coverage? And I look at what we have and I say yes. I said we can get close to wide receivers and try and deny the ball and take some things away. So those would be the spots. And I'm not trying to leave a spot out by omission, but those would be the spots I'd say, because everything starts up front. First thing you're going to look at, are we going to get knocked off the ball? And the video evidence at this point says no, we won't be knocked off the ball. And then can we cover on the back end? I think we got some guys that can cover.
The way things ended at Texas, do you coach with a little chip on your shoulder heading into the season today?
I think, you know, you could say that, but I don't know that that's not the way that we all are in this profession. Because unless you're the guy that held up the shiny crystal ball trophy, I mean, just about everybody in this country's got something left to prove. And I think that's part of the competitor in you anyway. You know, I mean, in this profession, really, to survive, you've got to be the ultimate competitor. And I mean, whether it's myself or any other guys on the staff, you know, because you don't want to fall in the trap, because this is a really important deal. It is not about me, and that's the thing. You don't want it to all of a sudden act like, well, it matters more to me than it matters to this player or this other coach or whatever. We're all competitors, and that's what we're going to do. We're all going to give everything we have to compete to keep pushing this rock up the hill.
Just to go back a little, how quickly did the talks with Skip develop? I mean, when he first contacted you and there was interest, I mean, did you have to think about it a lot, or I guess just taking through that timeline?
Yeah, I guess, like you mentioned, we spoke at the convention, and then I would say it all wrapped up in probably a 6-day period is what I would say from first contact until when my feet were on the ground here in Ruston. So yeah, I mean it's thing you have to talk about, you know, have a look at the place, you know, talk with the family, you know, see what's best in terms of all that, and of course it's crazy time of year. There's all kinds of, you know, maybe this, if thens and that's going on, but I'll tell you, since I've been here, everyone I've come in contact with in Ruston has just been outstanding, and my family really wishes they could move here tomorrow. We're really just excited to get going.
Coach, when you look at it schematically, you're based out of a 4-3. You don't have a ton of linebackers on the roster right now. I'm sure that's something you're going to address in recruiting next season, but is it a concern next season with as few linebackers you have on the roster?
Well, we'll find out. The one thing we'll do this spring is we want to just find football players. And I know that, again, that sounds like Coach Talk 101, but it's still true. I'm not a good enough coach to not play our 11 best players. And if our 11 best players means that we're going to play 3D tackles and an end, or if it's going to mean we're going to play with two linebackers and three safeties or vice versa, it doesn't matter. Well, I can call them whatever we want to on the board. There's going to be two A gaps, there's going to be two B gaps, and there's going to be two C gaps. And if they put a tight end on the ground, then there's going to be a D gap. And in every defense we have, we got to have somebody's nose in one of those gaps. Now, what jersey number they wear and you know how tall they are is really of little consequence to me. So, and I want the players to understand that too, that just because you had this status last year and you played this position last year, we're going to find a way to get 11 guys that that will run to the football, and when they get there, they're kind of in a bad mood when they arrive at it.
You know a little something about the first opponent, I assume, this coming year. When you start kind of already passing on that knowledge that I know these guys pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity to play, that's one of the neat things, the opportunity to start off and play a team like Oklahoma up there will be a great challenge for our guys. Playing Auburn. At Auburn, that's an offense that I've gone up against, and that'll be great for our guys. But as a competitor, it's what you want to do. You want to challenge yourself in the most hostile environments. I was worried about a hostile environment here when I came here, and the food wasn't here yet. I said, this is not a way to. This is all right. I get it. You know, put the defense coordinator in harm's way and see how he can handle dodging bullets. But no, so those are great games to test our guys. And that's part of the reason we want guys to come to school here, because they want to go run out of that tunnel and not blink. But that being said, they hang up banners in your stadium for winning the conference. And that's something that not a lot of people can do year in and year out. Okay, there's only so many in the country. So those are the games that will define you. As alumni, those guys will come back, you know, later on in their career. And they'll be able to look up at that banner. You don't really put up a banner and said, you know, we beat this team, we beat that team. When I was at Middle Tennessee, we had some big, you know, some of those big type of wins against, you know, BCS quote-unquote teams or whatnot. But there's not a banner up in the stadium that says, hey, look, we beat that team back-to-back years, you know what I mean? But you want it to say, we won our conference. Because everybody in our league knows who we are. Everybody in our league knows that they've got to beat us. We've got a championship game, and we got to go play everybody on our side, get to that championship game and win it. And then you put something up. I always tell defensive players, most schools, you look at the numbers that are hung up around the stadium, they're usually belong to offensive guys. So the way you hang your number up is you hang a year up. Because usually the adage goes, defenses win championships. So what that means is that's our number. So if we can hang a 2014 up in the stadium, that's something that to me that can last forever.
Coach, you talked about Middle Tennessee. Before you took the job here at Louisiana Tech, did you call Coach Stockstill and have a conversation with him?
Yeah, well, he and I had talked because he, you know, obviously, like Coach Holt said, the two of them go way back, and that meant a lot to me because I think a lot of Coach Stockstill, I really enjoyed my 4 years there, not just in terms of the coach. Yeah, you have to remember, they call us football coach. We do it 12 to 13 times a year. We only coach 12 or 13 games a year, and then however many practices we have. There's a lot of other days in the year. Where we do a lot of other things other than coach football, whether it's recruiting or just, you know, other types of stuff. So the guy that sets the tone for the entire building, that's the guy, and I'll put it this way, that's the guy who my wife and my three sons, I'm putting their well-being in his hands. So when you start to look around, when you start to, you know, find a new landing spot, you got to make sure that the guy you're putting your family's hands in is somebody that you trust. And that's why, again, the opportunity to work for Skip, man, that was really number one on the list for me.
You spent the last 4 years in Mississippi and Texas. What was your impression of Louisiana Tech before coming here and being here for a couple of weeks now? What do you think of the university?
What you sense is that it's a place that that has an expectation of winning. You know, there's a history and a tradition, even just in when I go to the basketball games, the pride that surrounds the school. in terms of what we represent, the area in which what we represent, and you get it, and you feel it, you know, and every day I'm here, you feel it more and more, so relentless. That's like our defense. Hey, non-stop, don't take no for an answer, yeah. So that must have been...
Like everything else on me, this is broken.
Was that the Saints calling now? We're working, we're going?
Any other questions for Coach Diaz? All right, thank you.
Thank you all.
Come on, the alarm.
Austin, that's